Welcome to episode 52 of Larry Doughty Mike's Side. Let me tell you a little bit about today's guest. This Roanoke native has spent quite a few years on Roanoke Radio. Boomer was part of the Star Country Morning Show since 2011, but stepped down at the end of June to begin a new chapter in his life in Charlottesville. And I had the honor of working with him at K92. I've always called him the ultimate co-host to share a mic with on air. Boomer, welcome to the Mike's Side Podcast.
Larry Doughty, it is so great to be with you. I am honored to be on your podcast, and thank you so much for the invite. Well, Looking forward to it.
We've got so much to cover over your years, not only the time I had to work with you, but the time you were at Star Country. Was radio always your dream job?
Yeah, it was. And if you're looking for who to blame, it would be yourself and all the other personalities of K92 in the 1980s. So it's yourself, it's Cat Thomas, David Lee Michaels, Linda Silver, Vince the Prince Miller, all of the usual suspects just got 8-year-old me to go, this is what I want to do. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. When I was in elementary school, Cat Thomas was broadcasting live from the roof of the 7-Eleven on Williamson Road in Roanoke. And so this guy got on his little bike and rode down to 7-Eleven, got a Slurpee, I'm sure, and just sat and watched for probably what was too long. And then I rode back home. I got my record player and probably about 200 feet of extension cord and got on top of the shed in our backyard. And I broadcast it live from my little 7-Eleven. So radio has always been what I have wanted to do from as far back as I can remember. And I'm very lucky and very fortunate to be able to have done it for as long as I have and to meet all of the cool people such as yourself during that time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know how cool I've been, but,
come on.
I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying, because as a little Doughty growing up, I would do the exact same thing. The big daddy at the time in Roanoke was WROV AM, 1240 WROV. Yeah. And I would find out wherever they were doing remotes, whether it was Jack Fisher or whoever, whether they were doing remotes out giving away prizes or something like that, I would make sure my dad or my mom would take me there. I might stand around for, you know, a half hour waiting for 5 minutes to meet this person, as crazy as that sounds. But that was the fascination.
Absolutely. And like, I can't remember what I had for dinner two nights ago, but I could tell you an old ROV AM bit that I loved on their morning show. They would do one question and one question only. And inevitably a caller would call and say, are you guys still doing the one question and one question only? And they're like, yeah, and that's your question. And then they would go on, and it was just the funniest thing to little old me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, you talked about some of the locals, but I'm sure there were radio greats outside of the Roanoke-Lynchburg market that you always considered the absolute best.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Rick D's, the Scott Shannons, the Casey Kasems, all of the names, you know, that you hear that everyone throws out, because they were doing at the time stuff that just hadn't been done before. And especially when they were doing it on a national thing, like, I thought, how cool was I that I got to run the Rick D's weekly top 40 countdown on K92? Like, this was awesome, you know?
Well, and look at this. I mean, here we are. How cool is this? You and I on a Zoom call. I mean, the fact that we're looking at each other right now and able to do something like this, I mean, it's the next best thing to being in the same room.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, you're married to Jody. What was that like, having two celebrities in the house?
Well, she was the celebrity. I was just, I was just a radio DJ. No, it was great. I mean, I thankfully she was hired at K92 to do mornings with Greg Valentine, and I was able to meet her. And we've been married now for over 21 years, and she's absolutely the love of my life, and just the coolest person I know. She's the funniest, smartest, most interesting person I've ever met. And I could not be who I am without her and her love and her support. So real lucky, real lucky.
You did hit the jackpot on that.
And no doubt.
Listening to Jody on the morning show, very, very funny person. And I cannot imagine her quick wit and your quick wit in the same room.
And we did mornings for a brief time right before we had our kid in Greenville, New Bern, in that market at the Hot FM. It was a top 40 station. Uh-huh. And it was a blast. And we just had a great time, and still have old air checks that we'll occasionally break out and listen. And, you know, it's we've just been very lucky for sure.
Now, I've only talked to one husband and wife morning team besides you and Jody, and that would be Mo and Sally.
That
has got to be the ultimate challenge, though. Not only do you live together, but then you take it to work and work together.
Yeah, and we were so young, like, in our marriage and in our relationship when we started doing mornings. So, like, there wasn't really a break from, you know, going to work. Okay, I'll see you this evening and we'll spend a few hours together. It was like we're together almost all the time now. So we definitely are a good fit and a good match just for having survived that. You know?
Well, and there's not just Boomer and Jody, but there's also a teenage daughter. She's in her teens now?
Actually, she is going to be a junior in college this fall.
Yeah, oh,
M is awesome and love them just so much and are so proud of them and just are excited to see what their future is going to be like. Yeah.
So,
but yeah, I'm old enough to have an almost 21-year-old kid.
That's just hard to imagine. So when she was in her teens and you were on the radio, you possibly couldn't have said anything embarrassing.
No, not at all. Not at all. No, I don't think there's anything there. And if there was, it certainly wasn't like I never wanted her to be like the butt of the joke or anything
right.
like that. You know, it would always be back to me. Like, I'm such a goofball. How could I do that sort of thing? So I hope not. If I ever did, I sincerely apologize.
Well, it was possibly her going, I can't believe my dad said that. But that's what makes radio great, when
exactly.
you can share a story like that. So what made doing mornings on Star Country fun for you?
You know, working with Brett Sharp was just awesome. He is such a great morning show partner, very easy to work with, easy going, very funny, always bringing good ideas to the table, and just really sort of creating that. It's just like hanging out with a friend on the radio. Like, it never really felt like we were doing work.
Yeah.
You know, we would have sweepers talking about, like, if it sounds like they're making it up as they go along, it's because they are. It's Brett and Boomer on Star Country. And that was really sort of what the show was. It was just a couple friends just hanging out, doing whatever we wanted to do and just having a great time. So I think really having that creative freedom to try things, and you sure. know, you do a bit, and if it lands, that's great. We'll do it again. If it doesn't, you're like, okay, maybe we won't do that again, or let's try to change this. You know, it never really felt very structured and rigid, and all of the things that I don't work well in rigid environments, I guess.
Well, and I got to say, you and I were fortunate enough to be able to work together during the K92 days.
Oh, it was so awesome.
It was. It really was. Unfortunately, just as I thought we were totally clicking, along came something called what was going to be called a Star Country.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And at the time I thought, well, you know, I've never really done country music, but do I want to try something like this? And so I ended up talking to the owner of K92 at the time, Leonard Wheeler, talked to Brett Sharp, and we just hit it off. Like you said, Brett's got a great mind for ideas, how he wants it to work, how it's going to work. And so I actually left you at K92 and went across the street. Well, at the time, not just across the street, up to Salem, to where the studios were, to do Star Country. And I mean, I learned so much from you, Boomer, because yes, you, I mean, I guess I'm more of the straight guy, so to speak. And that's what I've loved about you all these years. Whatever pops into that brain of Boomer,
yeah,
it's out of his mouth as fast as it pops in.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed being more of the like color commentary person versus the play-by-play. I've always liked to just be able to just pepper in a few little things and, you know, that sort of stuff. So it just comes naturally. It's just, you know, I have an idea and I just say it, you know.
But, you know, you need, and that's what makes a successful morning show. You got your straight guy, and then you got somebody like yourself who is quick thinking, quick witted, says whatever, and the straight guy can bounce off of the quick witted person like yourself. And that's what makes a good team, a good radio team.
And now, that's part of what made it so great for Brett and I to do mornings together for over a decade was the fact that we could always play off of each other. You know?
Yeah.
You know, he would say something that would make me think this and that would spawn him to think this. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I was very fortunate to be able to do it for as long as I did.
Now, it was a few more years after I went to Star Country and you were still at K, but it was a few more years before you jumped over to the countryside, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Jody and I went and did. We got hired to do work for a news talk station in Spokane, Washington, mm-hmm. and we went there. And then a few years after that, I got hired to do promotions and some fill-in on-air voice track, a weekend shift thing on Star Country. And that's where I originally started working with Brett.
This whole thing during COVID gave radio a whole new meaning. And I guess your timing of leaving Roanoke, going to Charlottesville, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a few minutes. Was the whole COVID thing, was that a challenge to you? Did you have any idea? Because I know there for a while, you and Brett probably weren't working in the same studio. So
yeah.
did something along the way occur to you, especially after Charlottesville opened up? Hey, you know, we could probably do this.
Yeah, it was actually Brett's idea to try the remote, for me to do my work remotely from mm-hmm. Charlottesville and do the morning show from my living room every weekday morning, which was great. The commute is fantastic. You've got your own snacks whenever you want. You get your own bathroom. I highly recommend it. It's great. But yeah, that certainly opened up a possibility, whereas before you wouldn't have been able to do that. Also, I think a thing that really helped Brett and I to not really like step over each other, even though we were in different places with a little bit of a delay, mm-hmm. Was that there were probably about 9 months during like the beginning of COVID where I was in a production room and he was in the studio running all of the equipment. So he and I had already done a show separately, but together. So then doing it in Charlottesville, mm-hmm. was no biggie at all.
So, tell me a little bit. I know you and Jody, headed west,
yeah,
like some of the best have done, but you did it a special way. You did it, was it an RV?
Yeah, so once that was for the second time that we went to Spokane. We bounced all over this country.
That's what radio people do.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's what happens. Yeah, we had the chance to go put on a new country station in Madison, Wisconsin. We were there for about a year. It wasn't the best opportunity for either of us. We weren't really sure what we wanted to do. Em was still very young at that time, mm-hmm. getting ready to start school. So we were like, what if we just got an RV and we just traveled around and we'll roll up in a town and something will tell us this is where we need to be or this is where we need to stop or something. So yeah, we spent 6 months just traveling around the country in an RV, just the three of us, just having a blast. Sure, it was stressful at times, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, did I you know, run the side of the RV into one of those gas station barricades? Yes, of course I did. You know, so I'm not saying that it was all sunshine and roses, but we did it. And we've got a lot of pictures and videos and fun stuff, you know, to be able to remember those for the rest of our lives.
Oh, what a great, great story. Now, it's interesting. I talked with Zach Jackson of K92 in episode 51. Here you are in 52. He was pretty excited about sleeping past 3:30 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, my guess is you are too.
Yes, it does take a little bit of getting used to because I still have that panic of oversleeping. So my body still will just, you know, wake up, really early, and like, and then I have to go, oh, wait, it's Saturday, or, oh, I don't have to work today, or I have to remind myself to be able to go back to sleep. And I think eventually I'll just, my body will get used to it, and I'll just be able to sleep in.
Oh, yeah, I can sleep in now till 6:30.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? That is really late compared to how early you've been getting up for all these years, not just including radio, but also DBJ and having to be ready for a live shot, you know, 2 hours north or something. Yeah,
that's true. Some things you may not have known about Boomer. I wasn't aware that at one point you had chickens. You even helped a local family farm.
Mm-hmm.
Could you break that down a little bit, please?
To process the chickens. Yeah. When we were, I guess it was 2013, we bought a home with a couple of acres out in Goodview in Bedford County.
Right.
And we just wanted to turn it just like into a farm, have a big old garden, have some goats, have some, like, we were just going to go crazy with it. And we ended up having a pretty decent sized garden. That worked out as well as it could work out, I think. It's a lot of work with maintaining gardens. They're very needy. But we also had chickens. And, I mean, we raised our own meat birds. We got, you know, all the eggs you could ever want. It's unfortunate that chickens are pretty much predators for every animal. So there is a lot of loss that comes with that in spite of, you know, they had an electric fence around them, had a pretty reinforced coop they were living in and all that. And sort of through that process of, you know, buying local produce at a farmer's market, we were able to meet Brent and Anna Wills, mm-hmm. who are at Bramble Hollow Farm in Manita. And we ended up volunteering at their farm to help them process their chickens. And I think we may have done turkeys one time and just all of that stuff. And that just kind of led to, you know, new friendships and new relationships and new experiences. It was pretty cool. Who knew it would all start because of chickens? It's crazy.
Good point. Had it not been for radio, what would you have done?
Well, the truth is there was one other thing that little old me, younger me, considered doing, and that was being an airline pilot. But there's two problems with that. Number one, I got a fear of heights, so there's no way that could happen. And second of all, there's way too much math and science involved in that. And that is not my strong suit. So it probably would not have worked out well for me. But I would like to think maybe somehow through sure luck that I would have been a pilot. I would have been at O'Hare right now waiting to take off.
Oh, that's a great story. Now, we mentioned Jody earlier. You made the move to Charlottesville, I understand, because Jody had landed a job, and it's not in the broadcast industry.
No, she has reinvented herself so many times, and just, I don't think there's anything that she can't do, to be honest with you. She went back to school and became a certified medical assistant. So she's the nurse that comes in, calls your name from the waiting room, weighs you, asks you how you're doing, goes over all your prescriptions, takes your blood if need be, gives you a shot, helps with procedures, all of that sort of stuff. And she got a job in Charlottesville doing that as a CMA. And loves it, and I could not be any more proud, sure.
That is so good to hear. If you could have dinner with someone, dead or alive, who would it be, and what's one thing you would want to ask?
Okay, I will say, just keeping with the radio theme, I would like to have dinner with Cat Thomas.
Yeah.
And I would like to just have him just tell me stories from his experience at K92, from what it was like, because I know what it was like to hear him. I would like to know, what was it like to be in that studio, to be, you know, taking those phone calls, to be working out all of those bits. So yeah, I would say Cat Thomas.
Well, if you want to have dinner with Cat, you're going to have to go back to Seattle.
Oh, Seattle. Okay. Well, you know, hey, we lived in Spokane. That's, you know, so maybe we'll be back at Spokane one day. Who knows? You never really know with us.
So, yeah. Kat's doing well programming out in Seattle, Washington. But yeah, those were great times indeed. So what's next for Boomer's career?
That is the big question. Currently, I am just checking out LinkedIn and Indeed and any other job site I could come across, you know, just looking for a job. I feel like that I can do well, that I can contribute something and help out. But for me, it wasn't like I wanted to stop doing radio because there was something else I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I just knew that it was time for me to hang up the headphones, so to speak. You know, it wasn't like there was a bad experience or anything bad happened. It was just when it's time. Like I always had these sort of, you know, thoughts of going somewhere different and doing something different. And, you know, you can ignore those thoughts for a while, but eventually they come back and you end up going somewhere different and doing something different. And that's just kind of where I'm at. Very fortunate and thankful to have been able to do radio for as long as I have. I've met some awesome people like yourself, got to work with some great people. And, you know, but just when it's time, you just know it's time.
I get that. Boomer, thank you so much for being my guest here on Larry Doubting Mike's Side. One, it's just great catching up with you. Two, you will land something in Charlottesville, and I'm going to be able to say, hey, I knew him, and I worked with him, and he was a guest on my podcast. He's the best. But thank you. Real quickly, any parting words for folks listening to the podcast? May I spend some time with you and Brett?
Thank you for all of the times that you listened. Thanks everyone for the well wishes and the sweet thoughts. I really appreciated it. We had fun. It sounded like you had fun listening, and I will forever cherish those moments. So just a big thank you.
Well, I've had fun here on the podcast. So Boomer, as always, thank you. I wish you a ton of luck.
Larry, it's been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you joining me for Larry Doubting Mike's Side in episode 52 with Boomer, formerly of the Star Country Morning Show with Brett Sharp. If you like Mike's Side, follow us wherever you download your podcast. And be sure to share this podcast with someone by simply clicking on the share button. There's a new episode every other week. I hope you'll join me for the next Larry Doubting Mike's Side. See you then.